We're looking at Revelation chapter 1, verses 4 and 5 today. It says, John, to the seven churches which are in Asia, grace to you and peace from him who is and who was and who is to come, and from the seven spirits who are before his throne, and from Jesus Christ, the faithful witness, the firstborn from the dead, and the ruler over the kings of the earth, to him who loved us and washed us from our sins in his own blood. You know, over the years, there's been a lot of debate over what the Bible means when it talks about Jesus being the firstborn. In the old King James Version of the Bible, it calls Jesus the first begotten of the dead, which is where some of the debate comes from. If Jesus is eternal with the Father, if he really is truly God, then how can the Bible use the word begotten in reference to Jesus? If you look through the genealogies of the Bible where it says so-and-so begat so-and-so and then so-and-so begat so-and-so, it's pretty obvious that the word begotten implies that somebody actually gave you life. So when it says that Jesus is the first begotten, some people take it to mean that Jesus is less than God and more of a created being because the Father begat him. Yet Jesus clearly identified himself to the Pharisees as the I Am, a title for God that indicates timelessness and eternity. The book of Micah predicted clearly that the Messiah born in Bethlehem would be someone whose goings forth are from old, from everlasting. So what do you do with language in the Bible that says that Jesus was begotten, like this passage in Revelation and a few others scattered throughout the New Testament? Well, the answer is really pretty simple. Ask yourself just one question. Was there ever a time when Jesus didn't have life? Well, the answer is yes. But it's not a time back in the far reaches of eternity. It happened when he hung on a cross for your sins, breathed his final breath, and died. And there's a passage in Acts chapter 13 and verse 33 that makes it crystal clear that when the Bible talks about Jesus being begotten, it's talking about the morning of his resurrection. Listen carefully to the words of Paul as he explained what happened now in Acts 13, verse 33. Paul says, God has fulfilled this for us, their children, in that he has raised up Jesus. As it is also written in the second Psalm, you are my son. Today I have begotten you. Tie that together with our passage for today, and it becomes really clear what the Bible means when it says that Jesus was begotten. He's the first begotten of the dead. He holds a place at the head of the human race because of his perfect life, his accomplishment at the cross, and his victory over the grave. Paul says in 1 Corinthians 15 that Jesus is the first fruits of the dead, and the rest of us will also be resurrected, given new life at the second coming. Now, here's how you can apply this thought for today. As the rest of your day plays out, you're going to run into the usual disappointments and suffering that life has to offer. Another 24 hours are going to slip through your fingers and become history, driving you just that much closer to the finish line in life. You might even lose someone you love today. After all, it happens to millions every single day. But you don't have to lose hope because there's someone who stands at the head of the human race who was brought back from the grave by the Father. And one day, in the very near future, that same Jesus is going to give us that same gift of life. And just knowing that today is going to offer you a better way to live.